NWVIK News, a new committee tasked with making criminal justice reform recommendations to the governor of Iowa met for the first time yesterday. Katerina Sestarik has more.
Leaders and stakeholders in Iowa's criminal justice system heard presentations about trends in Iowa's prison population and barriers people face when they leave prison. Iowa-Nebraska NAACP President Betty Andrews says the committee's work is off to a good start. She says the group represents a lot of different angles and positions on criminal justice issues.
This is empowering moment for the NAACP, and I'm sure a number of other people that are working on this. You know, it's our hope that as we work through this process, the recommendations will be put forth and we'll come up with some really good recommendations based on the composition of the group.
The committee plans to meet a few more times before the end of the year to come up with ways to improve things for people getting out of prison so they don't return. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
State disinvestment in higher education has put a college degree out of reach for many Illinois students. That's a key finding from a new series of reports from the Partnership for College Completion. Peter Medlin takes a look.
The Priced Out reports focus on the three groups most impacted by funding lapses: Black, Latinx, and rural students. But it's not just about disinvestment. It's also about how and where funding is given out.
We have to fund our institutions differently.
Kyle Westbrook is the executive director of the Partnership for College Completion. The reports propose funding changes to incentivize public universities and community colleges to recruit underrepresented students. It also recommends scaling back merit-based programs in place of scholarships that are more based on student needs.
What we end up doing often with our merit-based programs is we end up sort of making the rich richer.
Westbrook says they were dismayed to find Black students disproportionately take on loans and debt to fund their education. I'm Peter Medlin.
For the 26th year, downtown Moline will enjoy its very own Christmas tree. Yesterday at the Tax Layer Center, a crane was used to raise the tree, which is 30 to 35 feet tall. Kevin Snodgrass, director of operations at Tax Layer, says with a tree that size, you'll need a lot of lights.
I'm guessing with this tree, we'll probably have between 30 and 36,000 lights on it when it's all said and done. It'll take my guys the next couple of weeks to get it all ready for the lighting on the 23rd, but it's a labor of love.
And the annual lighting of the commons ceremony will be held later this month, the 23rd, from 3:30 until 6 at John Deere Commons in Moline. The tree, by the way, was donated by the Regency Place Condo Association in East Moline, where it was getting too big for the property. Football, the Raiders beat the Chargers 26-24. The Blackhawks beat Vancouver 5-2. The Storm is at Evansville tonight and then hosts Evansville tomorrow night for Military Night. In basketball, the Hawkeyes host SIU Edwardsville, while Illinois is at Grand Canyon. The Augustana women's team is hosting the Hyatt Place tip-off tournament. The Vikings play Benedictine tonight at 7 after Luther faces off against Hope College. The Viking men's team opens the season by hosting UW Oshkosh tomorrow night. The football team hosts Carroll College for Senior Day tomorrow afternoon. It'll be warmer this weekend, then much colder next week after an Arctic front sweeps through. Today, mostly sunny, 38. Tonight's low, 30. Tomorrow's high, 50. 41 on Sunday. Monday, 26.